Welcome to This Week in History. Good morning, EPs. Look back through the years. I'm Last Man Standing. On November 29, 1992, Whitney Houston began a 10-week run at number one in the UK singles chart with I Will Always Love You from the Kevin Costner film The Bodyguard. The statement by Houston did not apply to Costner's film Waterworld. On November 30, 1928, Don Bradman made his test debut in Brisbane. He was dismissed for 18 runs, prompting journalists to dismiss him as a bust, and we all know newspapers never get it wrong. On December 1, 1998, the Adelaide Rams NRL club formally folded. The Canberra Raiders subsequently took over many of the player contracts, moving the Adelaide CEO to declare it a bugger of a day. On December 2, 1972, Gough Whitlam was elected Prime Minister, marking the first time Labor had governed in 23 years. Whitlam's election meant he was effectively dismissed as opposition leader, marking the last time Whitlam would be dismissed from a position. And on December 3, 1947, the Tennessee Williams play, A Streetcar Named Desire, premiered on Broadway. It was widely described as a stellar performance, or at least that was the comment of one person on or near the stage. And that's This Week in History. I'm Last Man Standing.